भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 8 टेक्स्ट 44 द लॉर्ड स्लेज द किंग ऑफ द डीमंस श्री पितरा उचु सदानी ना दिबुजे प्रसवाम तनुजान I'm sorry. Tanujair Datani Tirtha Samaye Pi Apibat Tilambu Tasyodaran Naka Vidirna Vapad Ya Archat तस्माय नमो निहारये कीला धर्मा गोपीरे श्रीपतरा उचु सदानिनो दिबुजे प्रसवम तनुजाय Datani tirta samaye pi abibat tilambu. Tasyodaranaka vidirna vapad yo archat. Tasmai namon viharaye kiladharma gopire. Sripitara uchu sadani no dibu buje prasavam tanujaya datani tirta samaye pi apibattalambu tasyodaranaka vidirna vapad ya archat तस्माय नमो नृहरये किला धर्म गोपीरे श्री पितर ऊचु सदानी नो दिबुबुजे प्रसवम तनुजाय दतानि तीर्थ समये पियापिबत Tilambu Tasyodaranaka vidirna vapad ya archad Tasmai namo nriharaye kiladharma guptre Bhubujay prasabham tanujaya Tatani tirta samaye pipaipati lambu Two. Tani teta samye pibhati lambu. Siodharana kididirna vipati archat. Tasmai namo niharaye kila dharma gopte. Vitapada uchu. Sadani nobdi bhujay pasabam nibhujay. Tatamaye pibhavyatulambu. Tasyo dharana kavidina papatka archat. Sat namo naraye kila dharma gopte. Matijis. Sadani no bibhupuja prasabham tanujaya. Anitirta samye pibhupati lambhu. Tasmai namo niharaye kila dharma gopte. Tautu. Sripatara Uchu, the inhabitants of Pitri Loka said, Shradhani, the performances of the Shraddha ceremony, offering of food grains to dead forefathers by a particular process. Na, our. Adibubuje, enjoyed. Prasabham, by force. Tanujai, by our sons and grandsons. Datani, offered. Tirtha samaye, at the time of bathing in the holy places. Api, even. Abhibat, drank. Tila Ambu, offerings of water with sesame. Wait till I finish. Wait. Don't jump the gun. There's no hurry. We're not going anywhere till 8:15. Where was I? Tirtha Samaye, at the time of bathing in the holy places. Api, even. Abhibat, drank. Tila Ambu, offerings of water with sesame seeds. Tasya, of the demon. Udarat, from the abdomen. Nakavidirna, pierced by the nails of the hand. Vapat, the skin of the intestines of which? Yaha, he who the personality of Godhead. Archat, obtain. Tasmai, unto him the supreme personality of Godhead. Nama, respectful obeisances. Nihari, I'm sorry. Niharaye, who has appeared as half lion and half man. Nrihari, Akila, universal. Dharma, religious principles. Gopire, who maintains. Translation. The inhabitants of Pitri Loka prayed, let us offer our respectful obeisances unto Lord Nrsingadev, the maintainer of the religious principles of the universe. He has killed Hiranyakasipu, the demon, who by force enjoyed all the offerings of the Shraddha ceremonies performed by our sons and grandsons on the anniversaries of our death, and who drank the water with sesame seeds offered in holy places of pilgrimage. By killing this demon, O Lord, you have taken back all this stolen property from his abdomen by piercing it with your nails. We therefore wish to offer respectful obeisances unto you. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. It is the duty of all householders to offer food grains to all their departed forefathers. But during the time of Hiranyakasipu, this process was stopped. No one would offer Shraddha oblations of food grains to the forefathers with great respect. Thus, when there is demoniac rule, everything concerning the Vedic principles is turned upside down. All the religious ceremonies of yajna are stopped. The resources meant to be spent for yajnas are spent away by the demoniac government. Huh? What do you say? That's what I said. For yajna are taken away by the demonic government. Everything becomes chaotic, and consequently the entire world becomes hell itself. When the demons are killed by the presence of Nrsingadev, everyone feels comfortable, irrespective of the planet upon which he lives. Sripat Pitara Uchu Shradani No Dibubuje Prasabam Tanujayar Datani Tirta Samaye Piapi Bir Tilambu Tasyodaran Naka Vidir Navapat Ya Archat Tasmai Namo Nrihareye Kiladharma Gopire. The inhabitants of Pitri Loka prayed, let us offer our respectful obeisances unto Lord Nrsingadev, the maintainer of the religious principles of the universe. He has killed Hiranyakasipu, the demon, who by force enjoyed all the offerings of the Shraddha ceremony performed by our sons and grandsons on the anniversaries of our death, and who drank the water with sesame seeds offered in holy places of pilgrimage. By killing this demon, O Lord, you have taken back all this stolen property from his abdomen by piercing it with your nails. We therefore wish to offer our respectful obeisances unto you. Om Ajnanata Mirandasya Gyananjana Shilakaya Chaksurun Miritam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama. I was born in the darkness of ignorance. My spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. So here, the Pitris are praying because the Shraddha ceremony was stopped during the reign of Hiranyakasipu. They stopped the Shraddha and all the yajnas. Yajna is meant by Vishnu. Yajna is meant for Vishnu. And in Vedic culture, yajna is performed, just like in this Kali Yuga, we perform the Samkirtan yajna. But the demoniac rule all over the world, they would, if they actually knew what was the performance of Sankirtan yajna, they would try to stop it like Hiranyakasipu. Hiranyakasipu stopped the Shraddha. The Shraddha ceremony is that grains are offered to the forefathers after they leave this world. So many yajnas, but all yajna is meant for Samkirtan Yajna. Kalerdo Saini De Rajan Asti Hi Eko Mad Guna Kirtanad Eva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Parambhajat. In this age of Kali, where men are short-lived, quarrelsome, misguided, always disturbed, someone may say, why do you harp that it's the Kali Yuga? Some Mayavadis are claiming that this is the Satya Yuga now, that now we're in Satya Yuga. If you turn on television, don't do it, I'll do it for you. Now in the news, one lady had a boyfriend. Boyfriend decided to take someone else to Mexico for vacation. She didn't like it. She had moved 1,000 miles away, Kali Yugite. She came back, stole her grandfather's gun, dyed her hair blonde, filled up five-gallon gas tanks, drove to Mesa, Arizona, shot him in the head, and stabbed him 29 times and slit his throat, and then said it was self-defense. He was going to hurt me. He threatened me. So the lawyer said, the fifth time you stabbed him, did you think you were defending yourself? How about the seventh time? The 18th? The 24th? The 29th time? When you slit his throat from ear to ear. This is Kali Yuga. You don't take me out on a date, I'll kill you. I want to go to Mexico. If you don't take me, you are dead. And I didn't really mean to do it. I can't even remember what happened. Oh, and she shot him in the forehead. She claimed she shot him first in the forehead, but he came lunging at her after he was shot in the forehead. Point blank with a powerful weapon. So then she had to stab him in self-defense 29 times and slit his throat, almost severing his head. Another lady, and we don't say all ladies, men also, but just so happens in the news, she stabbed her husband 217 times. She tied him up to the bed, was her husband, and told him we're going to have some fun tonight. He said, oh, great. So she tied him up to the bed, and then she proceeded to stab him 217 times. Can you imagine? Actually, somehow he turned over and she stabbed him in the back 50 or 60 times. And she said, I was a battered wife and he was going to hurt me. So the prosecutor said, do you think he felt betrayed when you said you were going to play a game? When after you tied him up, you stabbed him the first time? Or did he feel betrayed the fifth time? Or the 28th time? Or the 175th time when he rolled over and you stabbed him in the back? This is Kali Yuga. If I don't like you, if you don't treat me right, I'll slit your throat, stab you 29 times, and shoot you in the head. And probably get off for self-defense. Battered woman syndrome. Husband, same thing. Goes on a date. There was one case, I can't remember, man or woman. They went on a cruise. And it was there. What do you call, just after the wedding, honeymoon, Kali Yuga honeymoon. I think it was also a husband. And somehow or other, husband was missing after 2 days of the cruise. And they found out that the wife had him tossed overboard in the middle of the ocean. They got in an argument. Who can blame her? In Kali Yuga. This is Kali Yuga. If you look at me the wrong way, you're looking at me. I was in New York recently. When you go on the train, you can't look. You have to look down on the subway system. Because the famous saying in New York, if you look up, I think here also, but especially on the subway, one time I looked up and I was just seeing what's going on here. And it was funny, we were going to a trade show. I had sweets, tray of sweets I was carrying, big tray of sweets. Big guy looks at me, says, "You looking at me?" I said, "No, no, no." He said, "No, no, you looking at me?" I said, "Yeah, because I wanted to give you one of these sweets here. Thank you very much. Nice to see you. Have a great day." Kali Yuga is now, and it's progressing. The government would shut down all yajna if they knew what yajna is meant for. And during the time of Hiranyakasipu, he shut down all the yajnas. Just like in Chaitanya Lila, they forbade the Samkirtan yajna. Now, the airport for officials, they forbade Samkirtan Yajna at Los Angeles Airport. This is the progression of Kali Yuga. But for devotees, we humbly go on pursuing Yajna Vaivishnu because this is the business of human form of life. The life is not meant to sacrifice for sense gratification. Life is not meant for, if you don't please my senses, I'll throw you off the boat on our honeymoon. Life is not meant for stabbing each other 217 times because you didn't back me up when we were scolding the children. Life is meant to glorify Vishnu. Therefore, this human form of life, it says, is meant for sacrifice. Sacrifice we're going to do anyway. We sacrifice for our family members. We sacrifice for our parents. We sacrifice for our country. We sacrifice for our community. Even in the mundane sense, everyone is sacrificing. But spiritual life means I sacrifice everything for Krishna, for God. That I give my energy to God. I give my abilities to the Lord. I give my energy, all of my energies to the Lord and to engaging in His mission. And what is His mission? Nasingadev came, Paritranaya Sarunam Vinashaya Chaduskritam, to annihilate the demons and to deliver the pious. Sago Dohana Matram Hi Griheshu Griha Medinam. Avekshate. No, that's the wrong verse. Yadadeveshu Vedeshu. Goshu vipreshu sadushu dharma mayi chavidvesha sava asu vanasiti. When Krishna sees that people are envious. Yada Deveshu of the demigods. Vedeshu of the Vedic literature, Srila Prabhupada's books. Goshu of the cows. They're killing the cows. Now everyone's upset because they found in Europe that they're killing horses. People thought, well, I'm eating cow meat, but I won't eat horse meat. They eat all kinds of atrocities. Yada Deveshu, Vedeshu, Goshu, to protect the cow. Topmost, when someone's envious of the cow. Vipreshu, of the Brahmins, of the devotees. Sadhushu, of the saintly people. Dharma, envious of religiosity. Mayi, Krishna says, and ultimately of me, that person and their civilization, Vanasyati, shall be destroyed. This is why Krishna comes. When people are envious of the Vedas, the demigods, the cows, and therefore our business here is not just to become self-satisfied, but real self-satisfaction means to give satisfaction to Krishna, to protect the cow, to protect and promote the Vedic literatures, to befriend and protect the devotees and the Brahmins, and to perpetuate Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada did not come here, like most gurus, for popularity, to become very popular, or get many followers, or to become a star. Some of the so-called gurus that came, especially in the 60s, they even took LSD and showed their disciples. I'm so high, even I take 5 hits of acid, it doesn't do anything because I'm there already. And they brag, disciples brag. Oh, my guru took 5 hits of acid and just sat and smiled. What kind of guru? Our guru wasn't that kind of popular guru that he performed some trick or wanted people to make him popular. On the contrary, when Srila Prabhupada was told, well, you have to dress a little Western, you have to serve out some, you know, Western food with Western, Prabhupada said, no. I'm transplanting Vedic culture. Regulative principles of freedom, Srila Prabhupada taught to everyone. We had no idea. I told someone at a program, because at the show we were at, they were drinking, smoking marijuana, eating samosas with lamb, and dallying in general. And so I asked the devotee, the person, not a devotee, I said, don't you guys have any regulative principles in your yoga camp? And he said, what's a regulative principle? I realized they have no education. They don't know. I said, you know, like, no eating meat, no intoxication. He said, no. My guru didn't teach that. He just taught to chant. You just chant Ram, Ram, Ram. But if you're chanting Ram, there's an offense called committing sinful activities in the strength of chanting Ram Krishna. So they have no understanding what is real spiritual life. Prabhupada came with the regular principles of freedom. No meat. No intoxication. No gambling. No illicit connection. And Prabhupada knew this wouldn't be very popular with Westerners, because Westerners engage in basically four activities. When we were in our college days, besides a little bit of studying, we spent most of our time eating meat, gambling, taking drugs, and having illicit connection or running after illicit connection. This was our day-to-day lifestyle, Western. So someone comes and says, no, you have to stop all this. That's not very popular. Prabhupada never introduced so much spoons and forks and knives. Now we have. But in days of yore, you take the japati and you pick up the khichdi and you eat the food. Your hands are washed before, your hands are washed after. God gave you utensils. I always liked to do that. My mother would get angry when I was a child. Why are you eating with your hands? Maybe in the prior life with the Gaudiya Math or something. They told Prabhupada, no, no, you have to have spoon and fork and plates and this and that. We had wax paper and chickpeas and khichdi, isn't it, Prabhuji? 8 chickpeas, a big spoon of khichdi, and 2 japatis. And you eat on the floor. Floor philosophy is that of the Vedas. It's not some made-up thing by hippies. We sit on the floor. We eat on the floor. Vedic style, Vedic civilization, to please Krishna, not for our gratification, but to please Krishna. So this is the meaning of the Vedas. This was the meaning of Nrsimhadev coming to again establish the rule of the Vedas, the rule of Krishna, the rule of Yajna Vai Vishnu, of sacrifice for Vishnu. And we should remember this in our life. We are not out to win a popularity contest. That you did in high school. We all did in high school. Maybe college. Oh, let's become popular. We're out to please Krishna. To have Krishna be satisfied. Yasmin tuste jagat tustam. And when Krishna is satisfied, actually, the entire universe becomes satisfied. So we should be very careful that we don't mix desire for name, fame, adoration, distinction, and profit with our Krishna consciousness, that we engage in Yajna Vai Vishnu, Kirtanadeva Krishnasya, Mukta Sangha, the Yajna for the age, the sacrifice for the age, then we become satisfied and the world becomes a happier place. And even in Kali Yuga, there is the golden age of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. That's old. That's very old.